97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
The second People's Choice Country Awards unfolded last night. Shania Twain hosted this year with Zach Bryan and Beyonce leading all the nominees with 19 and 17 nods respectively. Miranda Lambert accepted the Country Icon Award. And as for winners, we've got Carl's favorite person won Artist of the Year, Morgan Wallen. Lainey Wilson took Female Artist.
He didn't even have an album out this year.
It's People's Choice, Carl.
It's the People's Choice. He'd be my daughter's choice. She loves Morgan Wallen.
But and everybody didn't have an album out this year.
Luke Combs took Male Artist. And song was I Had Some Help from Post Malone.
But what everyone's talking about is the fact that Shania Twain was unrecognizable walking the red carpet. Did you see her?
No, I didn't look at her.
Like, really?
Yeah. Google it.
She looks bad?
No. She didn't look bad. She just looks very different.
Like she had work done? Or
just Google it.
Or is she just aged?
Sue, did you get to meet her in the 90s? Shania?
Is Sue not there?
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm here. I just was listening to a scanner, and I'm like, wait, was that accident? Go ahead.
Did you get to meet Shania in the 90s?
Yeah. Yes, she's very short.
I stood next to her at her last concert in St. Louis. They're looking at pictures of her from the People's Choice CMA's
Yeah, she looks
list.
A little
Don't
different.
You agree? She looks different. Anyway,
she's got blonde hair. Yeah, I don't know. It's something strong.
It's the blonde hair, and that she's had a little bit of work, obviously.
Probably.
But how many of those folks haven't, right? I would guess.
Yeah.
That's why I like to watch British TV, because nobody gets anything done over there. And I'm like, oh, see, now that you look like a normal person.
Well, over there, the crooked teeth are like they're unbraced.
Well, I'm not even talking about teeth. I'm just talking about normal people who do not have any kind of stuff injected or lifted. I'm like, you look normal.
I mean, they don't have massive lips that they then do the duck picture or whatever.
Exactly,
duck lips
Kim.
Picture. Yeah.
Yes.
British
so
Bake
weird.
Off is coming back.
But you know what
I love it.
You know what I do love? There is a picture in the Yahoo article about Shania Twain with her standing on the roof of a Nashville building in a cardigan holding a huge American flag right next to the huge American flag.
She's
I love
Canadian.
That.
Nice.
Saying, she's Canadian.
Well, I know, but
Canadian,
she's
but we'll
loving me. She's loving America there. I love that.
We made her very rich.
Thank you, Shania.
That's a good point.
Pink has addressed rumors about her relationship with Sean Diddy Combs, clarifying that she is not connected to him amid his legal troubles. Fans speculated that Pink deleted her ex posts in response to Combs' recent arrest, but the singer explained via Instagram that she actually wiped her account back in February due to death threats and hatred. So she said she's not part of that. We'll see.
That's good.
Has Usher said anything about him wiping?
No. Yes, he said he was hacked.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Again, winky face.
Wait for it, Carl. Is my computer up over here? Wait for it. Remember this one. Never forget.
Oh, hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party, so.
Yeah, that's what's up.
LeBron James.
How many times are we going to hear that today?
I hope more.
One more.
Not enough.
I love it. The Foo Fighters have pulled out of Soundside Music Festival in Bridgeport, Connecticut, just days before their scheduled performance amid controversy involving frontman Dave Grohl's recent admitted to fathering a child outside of his 21-year marriage. The band announced they were withdrawing in a brief statement without really giving a specific reason for the cancellation.
Is this a shock in the rock and roll world that a rock star fathered a child out of wedlock?
I think it's him. Everybody loved Dave Grohl, and then they thought he had a great marriage, and then you find out that he's cheating on her.
Well, I mean, I'm disturbed by that. I was more disturbed when he came out and endorsed Kamala Harris, but you know how that goes.
I don't think anyone is surprised, but I think we should be surprised. I wish it weren't the norm for us to be like, oh, yep, another one.
Yes.
A civil lawsuit has been filed in Florida by 18-year-old Max Mattis, claiming rightful ownership of Shohei Ohtani's 50th home run ball, which is about to go up for auction. The ball is set to start bidding at $500,000. The lawsuit targets the auction house, along with Charles Belinsky, who ended up with the ball, and his friend Kevin Ramirez. Mattis alleges that he initially secured the ball at the September 19th game in Miami, but then Belinsky forcefully took it from him. And you can go watch it. It's online.
Is it pretty obvious he's right? Like, is he bigger than the other guy? Or
no, he's an 18-year-old kid. There's a guy probably my size. but the guy is curled up in a fetal position and looks like he has the ball, and this kid's got his left hand on the ball. So you can't really tell if he got it first, and then that guy... The guy does pull it away at the end, but you can't tell who initially had the ball.
Ah,
you know,
sounds like a lawsuit.
Go look at it and see. You guys make
so
your own
judgment.
So is
the guy about to sell the Ohtani ball for a lot of money?
$500,000.
So he's going to get half of that then.
Yeah. So this kid's trying to get some of
it.
And it looks like InfoWars, the controversial media site from Alex Jones, is going to be auctioned off next month to help pay his $1.5 billion he owes the family of Sandy Hook.
I thought the court ordered that, didn't it?
They did.
Yeah, I thought so. So it won't be Alex Jones auctioning it off. It'll be the court auctioning it off for whatever it's worth. Wow.
I saw something that said somebody's going to buy it and then put Alex Jones in charge
back
of it.
Back of it. Yeah, back on it. Yeah. Yeah, maybe Musk will.
Get more at 971talk.com.